We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's good to see you. In our call to worship today, I want to take you to Psalm 99. I know it's very common at this time of the year to quote Psalm 50 and Psalm 100, but I wanted to read to you Psalm 99, and I want to emphasize some thoughts that are given here in regard to our Lord and the desire that our Lord has for us to worship Him. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is above all the people. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, they kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance on their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. There are two themes that go throughout this psalm here. First of all, the greatness and the power and majesty of God. He's pictured as sitting between the cherubims. And then the second expression is how holy He is. He is deserving of our worship. We are to exalt our Lord because our Lord God is holy. He is free from sin. He is free from wickedness, unrighteousness. We live in a world of sin and unrighteousness. We deal with it every single day of our lives. We deal with it in manifestations of lying, of untrustworthy behavior. We see it in all kinds of forms and ways, even pictured in terrorism throughout our world. We see the violence that's there, and we say our world is unrighteous, but God is holy and completely righteous. And because of His holiness, He should be exalted in our lives. I want you to think as we come upon this Thanksgiving season, upon the greatness of our Lord and the fact that He is deserving of our praise and our adoration. As the writer says, exalt ye the Lord our God and worship where? At His footstool. That's interesting. Isaiah refers to the earth as His footstool. I think there's a connection that's made. What's the responsibility of the earth? To give thanks and praise and gratitude to our Lord. And yet we read, and when we come down to the end of this world, that one of the characteristics of the earth will be unthankfulness, ungrateful. This spirit and attitude of I deserve everything and I'm not thankful for anything. Listen, we have a responsibility on earth, God's footstool, to give praise and glory and adoration to His name because He is worthy. Why? Because He is holy. His holiness stands in stark contrast to the unholiness and ungodliness of this world. And dear people, I am so thankful that we have a holy God, untainted by sin, and you and I can cling to Him with every fiber of our being. And that clinging to Him will be rewarded because we will spend all eternity in a holy place. The doing of God. Why? Because He is holy. That's what makes heaven, heaven. Holiness. Without it, you don't have heaven. We certainly don't have heaven on earth because of the unholiness that's present. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is worthy and deserving of your worship today. What kind of worship will you give Him? Will you give Him just a weak voice when singing, casual attention during prayer, dreaming about the coming week and all the travel and this, that, and the other that's coming up? I hope and pray that you will devote every ounce of your being to the worship of God during this hour and that there would not be anything else that vies for your attention. Why? Because He is holy and we should exalt His name.